Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and I was just trying to figure out the mic settings and trying to see if I can figure out how to make this louder. I've gotten a few comments that it is quite quiet, and I have noticed that since I switched to a different mic, and I feel like it's still quiet. Busy Blooming, my producer, if you are listening, well, obviously you're listening to this, if you can figure out how to make the recording louder in editing, I would love you for that. But I'm always trying to make this better audio for you guys. If you guys have any suggestions or are well versed in microphones and podcast recordings, I'm always open to hearing input and help. I don't need any rude DMs. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm just a 25-year-old girl trying to figure this out, and I don't record in a studio because there aren't really podcast studios in Toronto to my knowledge, and I also love recording in the comfort of my own home. But nonetheless, today's episode is a little bit trendy, and I feel like I was kind of onto something with my 75 hot challenge, and please do forgive me. It's been a hectic 2 weeks, and I do need to record my little reel and create the graphic for you guys, but I did share the little graphic, or I guess notes app screenshot that I put in my Hot Girl Community broadcast channel on my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. But I feel like I was on to something with my 75 hot challenge and starting that on October 1st. The whole of TikTok is obsessed with this winter arc concept. I feel like I've always spoken about kind of like a winter arc. I never called it that, but you guys know I'm always about setting goals that it doesn't have to be January 1st. And I feel like I have decided to dial in a lot on focusing on my goals and myself and just being more disciplined as soon as September came around, really, honestly, since I've been back from London. So since like mid-August. And so this episode is all going to be about winter arc, the mindsets, the intentions, goal setting, all of that stuff, all the good things, everything that you are seeing on TikTok, but from my own perspective and my opinions and whatnot, and how I plan to approach winter arc / 75 hot, which is my version of 75 hard, but far more superior, I personally think. But nonetheless, let's do some life updates, then the current faves, and then we'll get into the bulk of the episode. My Hot Girl Sweat Arc event was so incredible. There were over 40 of you guys there, and it was so much fun. I got so much good feedback from you guys if you came out, and it was honestly a blast. I had no idea like how it would go, if you guys would vibe, if I would vibe. It's a different setting. Normally we do a class and like an instructed thing, and this was purely just come hang in the space and do as you wish. And it was truly such a fun vibe, and I had so much fun with all of you, and I want to do another nighttime event at ARC, and maybe, I don't know, I know I was like ditched the bars on King West for ARC, but maybe we could do something on King West, like maybe at Paris, Texas. That could be fun. I don't know, we'll see. But I'm being fully serious. Let's take over Paris, Texas. I can pull some strings. I go there too often, but we can sort it out. I think it could be fun if we did like a little hot girl social instead of hot girl sweat. sweat, Hot Girl Social. That could be fun. But nonetheless, we do have another Hot Girl Sweat event coming up. It's going to be November 3rd at 3:30 p.m. happening at Jaybird, Yorkville. It will be a more intimate event. There's only going to be 19 spots, 20 including me. We're going to get on the reformers. I think it's going to be such a fun time. I will share more details about that, as always, on my socials at Alana Bloomberg. So make sure you are following there and are staying up to date with all my stories and content so you know when the next Hot Girl Sweat event is happening. But you can also follow my Eventbrite page. We'll notify you when I post a new event. Nonetheless, super, super excited for what's happening with Hot Girl Sweat. This week has been truly a week of concerts. I went to Billie Eilish and Fred again. Billie was so unreal. I got to go with Universal Music, which is seriously such a pinch me moment. And I knew I was going to get to go to Billie even though I didn't have tickets. I just had this gut instinct that somehow, some way, either I was going to get tickets for a reasonable price or tickets would somehow land into my lap. And we manifested it, guys. I got to go to Billie Eilish. My seats were literally insane. Her stage format was truly incredible. It was set in like the center of the floor and she basically ran around all of the stage, which was incredible. We love Billie. Truly such a beautiful and talented human. I really was questioning a lot of things about myself during that whole performance, but she is truly such an incredible performer and I'm so picky and I feel like I'm being spoiled in this generation of pop stars. Pop stars are back and I feel like we finally have good performers again. Not to shit on anyone, but I don't know. I feel like between Billie, between Tate, the pop girls are back and I'm just so happy and here for it. I'm such a pop girl at heart, but truly such an amazing concert therapy. Loved it. Thank you, Universal, for taking me. And then I got to go to Fred again last night. I went with my friend Sophia. I actually went to both of these concerts. I don't know if you couldn't fully count it as sober because I did have like a drink during dinner, but I wasn't drinking for these events. And normally the past few concerts I've gone to, I've drank and gotten a little tipsy, a little buzzed, but this I would say is pretty much sober and truly still such a fun experience. I feel like often we always drink and think we have to drink in order to have fun, and that's not always the case. I think you can have just as much fun without alcohol in the picture, and I feel like a lot of people can be uncomfortable by that. I've learned to just embrace it and to be content with myself and all of that. It was nice not waking up hungover this morning. I'm all about balance, and I don't know, I honestly have really enjoyed connecting with people in sober experiences lately, and I know this is very much like a trend, but and I think there's a beauty to both. I do like how I feel when I'm drinking. I definitely feel a lot more carefree and bubbly and outgoing and just not so uptight, because I can be kind of uptight. But I've also have learned how to embrace those sides of me that alcohol can bring out in a sober state. And I think that has been something that's been really eye-opening to me in the past few years, especially the past year in general. And I really like this version of myself. But nonetheless, Fred again, not to be so deep right off the bat, but Fred again was kind of underwhelming. I do really love him and I love his music, but I find his newer music isn't as dancey. It's more sad boy. And that's not really my favorite vibe from him, and not the vibe that I really want when I'm going to a Fred again concert. I felt like the venue, like, was at Scotiabank, the same as Billie, but I just felt like it wasn't the right venue for him. I really wanted it to be, but I don't think it was. Maybe it would have been different if I was on the floor. I still had so much fun, don't get me wrong, but I just preferred the experience. If we're comparing DJs and EDM and house music, I preferred the experiences that I had at Dom Dala and John Summit. Maybe it would have been different if I had been drinking, because I'd been drinking for those other ones, but I don't know, the sets. I preferred the sets at Dom and John better than Fred again. And I think Fred again totally had the opportunity to have a killer set, but I think he's just a little sad boy right now, and that's okay. And I still had fun, and I know a lot of people really did enjoy it. But I'd love to hear your thoughts if you guys went to Fred again and if you went to Billie Eilish, whether you're in Toronto or not, and what you think of it. I got a text last week while I was walking to go pick up stuff, and it was a text from a boy that I had a situationship with 4 years ago. I have not seen this man since 2020. And it really felt like a test from the universe, because past me, younger me, would have done anything for this boy and was so like caught up in lust and this like projection as to who she like wanted this person to be. But I had no desire to answer. I was absolutely like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? It was like a, hey, it's been so long. Like, I wanted to see how you are kind of text, and like texting me saying like, hey, calling me the nickname that he called me. I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? He also has a girlfriend. I'm like, dude. Nonetheless, I have had no desire to text back. I genuinely just laughed at this message and was like, oh, you again. You're not getting anything. I'm not responding to you. Literally not worth my time. And to me, that is growth. That was a test. And I fear that I have passed the test and we have grown up a little bit and we have some self-respect and we have developed as a person. And I'm honestly very proud of myself because this man ruined my life and broke my heart a little bit. But nonetheless, on to bigger and better things. We are doing our Pilates certification this weekend. I start tonight. I'm recording this on Friday before I go, and I'm so excited. I'm so nervous. I'm gonna go get a new notebook from Indigo after I record this. I'll probably change, head over to Indigo, get my little notebook. I think I'm gonna get a purple notebook to write in, something cute. And I'm so excited. I think this is going to be a life-changing thing. I don't know. I think it's going to be cool. I really hope, I love the concept of teaching, and maybe it's going to be something I pursue. I would love to teach at like Solace or Jaybird in Toronto, putting it out there, manifesting it, putting it in the universe. But let's get on to my current faves, because I know you guys really want to hear what you clicked on this episode for, the Winter Arc, but I love chit-chatting away with you guys. Current faves. I have been a long time YSL Libre perfume wearer, and I have had probably 4 or 5 bottles of this perfume now in the biggest size and the smallest size. I have a little travel size that I keep in my purse. Like, this is the scent that my friends associate with me. It is my scent. It is my signature scent, and I have worn it probably since, I think like 2020 I started wearing it. And they came out with a new one. They came out with the Libre Flowers and Flames perfume. And the description of this is quite floral, and I'm really not a floral girl. And I was even looking at the description of the Libre perfume, and technically it's listed as a floral perfume on Sephora. But I wouldn't really put it under that. Like, to me, floral, I feel like when it comes to investments and saving our money and pretty much anything with regard to financial literacy, we are left to our own devices. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. I personally love Acorns. It's made investing so much simpler and so much easier for me. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Is like grandma-y, and it's not really my vibe. It definitely feels like more sultry and mature and kind of sexy. And I always get so many compliments when I'm wearing YSL Libre. Fun story about how I chose this perfume was, originally I really wanted Black Opium from YSL, and I got this little deluxe trial set or whatever. It came with Black Opium and Libre. And I was seeing this guy at the time, and I changed which perfume I was wearing for each date and waited to see if maybe he like complimented me on one. I don't know. This is 20-year-old Lan thinking. And he always complimented me when I wore the Libre one. And that's how I decided. So a boy picked my perfume for me. But nonetheless, I got sent, which is literally pinch me moment because I have spent way too much money on this perfume and it feels crazy to be getting sent the perfume that I wear. So they sent the original one, but then they also sent the new one, the Flowers and Flames one. And I didn't think I was going to like it because it literally has flowers in the name, and it was, the description was making it seem like it was a super floral scent, which maybe it is and maybe I'm just an idiot, but I love it. It smells so good. It's like Libre, but a little different, and it's a nice switch up, and I really, really like it. If you are in the market for a new perfume, definitely check out both the original Libre and the Libre Flowers and Flames perfume. I know they have it at Sephora. I'm sure they sell it elsewhere, but it's just, it's so good. It's immaculate and it lasts all day. And a little bit goes a long way because it is quite strong. I've also been obsessed with the TV series Monsters, as per is the rest of the internet. It's the Menendez Brothers TV show. I'm 5 episodes in. I will say some parts of it are really slow. I know that Lyle isn't portrayed properly, that he's portrayed like more aggressively, and that's apparently not how he is in real life, but I'm literally so far deep into the Menendez Brothers side of TikTok, and I'm so excited for the documentary to come out. I think it comes out on Monday. I think it's the 7th that it comes out. I'm so freaking excited, and I have just been loving watching the show. I wasn't sure how I was gonna feel about it, but I'm just so intrigued, and the actors are just so hot. Anyways, really also have been loving the Hourglass Voyeur waterproof gel eyeliner in Cave. I think I spoke about this last week, but it really, I thought I really loved the MAC Cosmetics one, and I do, but this one is so much more pigmented and it stays on. So if you're looking for a waterproof gel liner for your waterline, because that's where I put mine, highly recommend the Hourglass one, and I'm a big brown eyeliner gal right now. Also have really been into my Charlotte Tilbury lip liner in Pillow Talk Medium. I believe I also spoke about this last week, and my sister literally asked me if I got my lips done on Tuesday when I saw her, from wearing this and the Tower 28 Clear Gloss in Chill. And I will say, the lips do look good. I outline them. I don't really like overline at all. And then I'll just like feather it with my finger, so smudge it. And then I'll put the gloss on. And even without the gloss, I think it looks great and the lips look bomb. And then lastly, I'm currently wearing my Goldie low slung baggy jean that I picked up in London. They are so good. They are so worth the investment. They are so comfy. They're a bit more structured than my girlfriend Bella jeans. I really love them, and they're just the perfect jean for fall and summer and winter, I guess. But let's get into the bulk of the episode. Let's get into what you clicked on for, what you want to know, what you want to hear, what you want to learn about, what you want to listen to. Winter arc. Now, some of you may be sitting here and thinking and wondering, Alana, what the fuck is a winter arc? Essentially, it's my 75 hot, but people have coined it as the winter arc. Maybe it was onto something. Maybe I'm just a basic bitch, basic wellness bitch. But anyways, the whole concept behind a winter arc, and even Mel Robbins was talking about this a little bit. She didn't call it a winter arc because we know Mel Robbins is kind of like above the TikTok trends. But essentially, instead of waiting until January 1st to get your shit together, to set your goals, to have that tunnel vision on working on yourself, working towards your goals, blah, 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 we're starting now. Or like, you should have started October 1st. I'm sorry, you guys, you're late. Unless you did 75 hot and you've started when I spoke about it, then we're on par. We're dialed in already. But it's not too late if you're listening to this past October 1st, which obviously you are because I'm only releasing this on October 6th. But anyways, the whole concept is you use the colder months before January 1st to lock in, have tunnel vision on yourself, your goals, you limit your distractions, you're disciplined to become the hottest, healthiest, happiest version of yourself, the highest version of you, so that when spring and summer rolls around, you are ahead of the rest of the general population. If you start now, if you start on this day, October 6th, October 7th, whenever you are listening to this, by New Year's, by New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you are already going to be in the flow of your new routines, healthy habits, actively practicing these mindsets, and again, aka ahead of the rest of the general population in setting their New Year's resolutions and goals and working towards it. Further, you are being consistent because you want to be. not because of new year, new me vibes. You're not riding on that. You are choosing today in October or whenever you're listening to this to close in, to limit distractions, to be disciplined, and to work towards becoming the hottest, healthiest, happiest, highest version of yourself right now, okay? Your goal is to become an unrecognizable version of yourself in the best way possible over the next 3-4 months. And we're gonna obviously continue to do these things. And I'm all about longevity, making it a lifestyle. And it's not just we do it for 3 months and then we say fuck it and give it up. What do we need to do in order to activate our winter arc? As always, we need to set our intentions. Who is your highest self and what do they do and how do they do it? What are the daily habits and weekly habits that you want to implement and continue to do or be doing? So for me, for my winter arc, these are the things that I am holding myself to in my winter arc, in my 75 hot, whatever you want to call it. And if you want a more in-depth breakdown of all these things and more ideas, then you can go to the 75 hot episode. It's literally, I think it's close to an hour, and I go through every single nook and cranny about it. I really go through the depths of what you should be doing to become the hottest, healthiest, happiest, highest version of yourself. But these are the things in summary that I'm prioritizing and setting as a daily and weekly intention for me to be doing. And if you've been listening to me for a while, if you've been following me, then I feel like these are pretty predictable for me. But again, I know you can never hear it enough times and I can never say it enough times and that I need to hear this myself. And this is almost a reminder for myself. But number one, waking up by 7:30 a.m. There is something just so rewarding about waking up early. You feel productive. You feel good about yourself. You're in a better headspace. It just sets up your day right. And I think if you have a good morning, you have a good day. And even if your day isn't great, you know that you had something for yourself in the morning, and that starts by waking up quite early. Daily movement every day. I don't care if I'm doing a 10-minute walk, if I'm doing a Pilates class, whether it's Reformer or Matt, you guys know I love my Pilates, whether I'm going to Run Club, because you guys know I've been loving Run Club, maybe I'm taking a Barry's class, whatever I'm doing, some sort of movement every single day and doing things that I love so that I can be consistent. And for me, that's been Pilates and then integrating sprinkles of higher intensity movement like running and HIIT classes. And that's honestly how I've been so consistent with my workout routine for the past 6 months for the first time in like 3 years. Truly, I was saying this to my friend Sophia the other day. I don't think I have been more consistent with my workout routine than I have been the past few months since I have moved out of my parents' house, and I moved out in August 2021. And I think that says a lot. Because I finally don't dread my workouts. I look forward to them. I book them a week ahead. I love them. They make my day. So daily movement every day in a form that I can be consistent with. Number three, eating well and prioritizing making food at home. One, making food at home and eating well makes me feel better physically, mentally. My head feels clearer. My body feels better. And two, it also makes my wallet feel better because takeout and ordering Uber Eats and going and dining at a restaurant all the time is expensive, especially in this economy. Life is expensive, especially in Toronto. So eating well and prioritizing making food at home. So what do I mean by eating well? Prioritizing protein, prioritizing whole foods, limiting sugar intake, limiting processed foods, but also giving myself grace and letting myself have the yummy things. You guys know I love having a croissant for breakfast lately. That is my sweet treat, but just choosing foods that make me feel good and feel energized and support my daily movement. Number four, being consistent and intentional with my content on all platforms. So for me, this is super, super important. I've gone through waves this past year where I wasn't consistent with posting. I was feeling really unmotivated. I was unclear with what type of content I wanted to put out and what the intention behind my content was and what I was sharing online. So with that, posting at least once a day on TikTok and Instagram, being consistent with the podcast. I know I was inconsistent for a bit, but I've been consistent. Focusing on quality in my content, not just creating content for the sake of creating it, but just really being dialed in, like I said before, dialed in and focused on what is the message I want to get across. How do I want people to feel when watching my content and when leaving my page? Focusing on those things. And if you are listening and thinking about, okay, how can I apply this to my own life? Think about, what do you want to be doing each day at work or at school? How do you want to feel at the office? How do you want to feel in meetings? How do you want your coworkers to feel around you? How do you want to feel about the work that you are doing? Number 5, lower screen time. You guys know I keep preaching picking up a book instead of scrolling or watching TV, and it truly has changed my life for the better, because also I'm reading more, which has been a goal for mine for this entire year. And my mental health also just feels so much better. And this starts with being aware when I'm just mindlessly scrolling, checking my phone, picking it up for no reason, opening apps for no reason. You are aware when you start doing things for no reason, with no intention. So when you do that, put your phone away, pick up a book, go on a walk, listen to a podcast, do something else. Number 6, learn. Read, listen to podcasts, surround myself with people who challenge me in the way that I think, in what I'm doing, how I see myself, how I see the world, and how I view and pick up on opportunities that lie ahead. I've said this before, I will say this again. It is so important to encourage yourself to learn and challenge your mindset outside of work, outside of school. You will feel so much better about yourself. You will feel so much more evolved. You will feel so much more mentally sharp when you are taking time to learn outside of school and or work. So whether it's listening to a podcast, I really love Mel Robbins, or reading a book, whether it be a nonfiction book, a self-help book, a book on a specific topic, maybe it's articles online, whatever it is, I encourage yourself to be curious and to learn. And I also encourage yourself to pay attention to the people you are spending the most amount of time with. They really do impact and influence the way in which you speak to yourself, the way you talk about yourself, the way you talk about others, the way you talk to others, the way you make decisions. And your friends are a direct reflection, direct prediction as to what your future will look like. So choose your friends and the people you spend the most amount of time with wisely. And it is okay if you have to slowly separate yourself from some people. There's nothing wrong with that. Your highest self would do it. Just because you've been friends with someone for a million years does not mean they are still serving you, does not mean they are still adding to your life. And I'm not saying you have to make this a whole big thing and start a fight and whatnot. You can just slowly stop initiating plans, see them less. Encourage yourself to find people that motivate, inspire, and challenge you. That has truly been the best thing I have ever done. Surround yourself with people that are different than you and push you to be the better, highest version of yourself, because that is how you are going to successfully achieve this winter arc and make the best of this winter arc. Most importantly, when it comes with setting your intentions, your mindset and underlying why is so important, because this is what's going to help keep us disciplined. This is what's going to help us when we feel like being lazy or giving up. Why do you want to dial in and focus on these things? Focus on these intentions that you are setting, whether they are the same as mine, different, maybe similar, whatever it is. Why do you want to dial in and focus on these things? What is the thing you are going to tell yourself when you feel like being lazy or giving up? I want you to pause this podcast, open up the notes app, grab your notebook and pen. I rather notebook and pen if you can. What is your why? Why do you want to participate in a winter arc? Why do you want to participate in 75 Hot? Why do you want to do this for your future self? What do you get out of doing these things for yourself? It has to be for you and only you, not for the potential external validation you may get from working towards or achieving or whatever it is that you achieve from doing this winter arc, 75 Hot, whatever it is. If no one knew, if no one got to see the results from you putting in the work, would you still do it and why? Ask yourself, would you still do it? Why would you still do it? And that answer is your why. That is how you determine your why. I get asked how you find your why. That. If it is only you that knows, if no one else is congratulating you, commenting, validating you, if no one saw you, if no one knew, absolutely fucking no one knew, if only you got to know the results, if only you got to see the results, if only you got to feel the joy from completing it, would you still do it? And why? Ask yourself, who are you showing up for? Your younger self, your future self, your current self, this higher version of yourself that you aspire to be and to be like? Who are you showing up for? I show up for my younger self who aspired to be like my current self, but I also show up for my future self and how I want that life to look and feel and who I want to be, and who I want to be for my partner, whoever that may be, and who I want to be for my future children, for my nephews, for my sister, for my parents, for you guys who are listening. Who are you showing up for outside of just your current self? Think about it. Now on to mindsets. These are things I've said before, and I will continue to say them until they are drilled into your head and they become your own thoughts and mindsets in the best way possible. Get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You are not going to grow in comfort. I'm sorry, that is just the reality. It is going to be uncomfortable. If you are too comfortable in what you are doing, you are not challenging yourself enough. So get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Learn how to love and thrive in a state of uncomfortability. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You cannot achieve the lifestyle that you want to have. You cannot become the person you want to become if you continue to do the same things you are doing today. Because in order to change, things need to change. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So again, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Rejection is redirection. The things that are meant for us don't leave us. Being turned down from something means that the universe, God, a higher power, whatever it is that you believe in, has a better plan, a better story written for you. So just trust it. Trust that the reason you are getting rejected is for a reason. It's to redirect you onto the proper path, to the pathway to the highest, healthiest, hottest, happiest version of you. Learn to appreciate rejection. Learn to separate your ego from yourself, because it's your ego that's going to get butt hurt. That's what gets hurt when you get rejected. Get comfortable with rejection. Learn to accept it and just let it go. And in terms of letting go, continuing on, let them. Let the people do what they want to do. Let the person be dumb. Stop trying to control the outcome, the circumstances, and other people. The only person you are responsible for is yourself. So instead of projecting that energy outwards, put it back into you. Preserve it for you. Invest in yourself. Put that energy into yourself. Only take advice from the people whom you want to be like. Why would you ask for advice on something from someone that you don't aspire to be like, or you don't aspire to have the things that they have? Ask yourself that. Only take advice from the people who you want to be like. Your best investment will always be yourself. That is all you have at the end of the day when everything else is removed. You, yourself, just you. So the best investment, whether it be time, money, resources, whatever it is always into yourself. Other people's opinions of you are not your responsibility nor any of your business. If anyone wants to make comments on what you're doing, how you're changing your lifestyle, blah, 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 fuck it. Let it go. Let them. These all like intertwine with one another. It's not your responsibility nor is it your business to control other people's perspectives of you and what they think of you. All that matters is how do you feel about yourself and what you are doing. If you are happy with that, that is all that matters. If you're not, then we have some work to do. We have some inner work to do, and we should work on that. But you cannot live your life ruled by the opinions and judgments of others. It is not their life. It is yours. And life is too short and fragile and precious to be living for someone else. And lastly, less is more. Slow down to speed up. We don't need a million one things. You don't need to be doing a million one things. When you get overwhelmed, less is more. I hope that this episode was inspiring, that it was motivating, that it got you excited to put energy and time into yourself, to know that it is not selfish to want to improve yourself, to change things. It is a good thing. It should be encouraged. It's going to be uncomfortable, but the only way to change is if things change, and to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. I love you guys so much. If you like this episode, I would really love to hear what you have to say on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can leave a review or comment, rating. That's how you can help support the pod. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.